The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage,
go to bed.
Easily offended,
get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up
there. Hey, watch it.
Okay. You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Jethel Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. It's time to waste 2 hours, Jethel Show tonight.
Hey there, dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us do.
I'm just glad I got my ale.
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertainable,
mercantile, perk and whimsical. This is what we call Jethel Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
Hello, everyone. This is the Jethel Silverwing Show for December, 15th, 2009. I am your host, Jethel Silverwing. With me, as always, my love, my wife, my girl, the burning of my loins, the baker and cookies, the tailor, fine armors, the girl downstairs, and the naked, sweet, delicious, yummy, fudge goodness, Elquin Jenna!
Hail and greetings.
How are we doing today, Elquin?
Oh, tired. I am fudged out.
All fudged out, huh?
Yeah.
Well, all kinds of fudged out. As a friendly reminder, if you want to join in on the mayhem, you can hop in on our in-game chat channel. That's GUK.OGR. That's the online gaming radio channel on the GUK server, which is up and running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's where the OGR elite come to meet. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Jethel's parodies, etc., you can get them at kithacore.org. There, that's out of the way.
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay, let's see. What we got going on this week?
Frostfell.
Well, what's that?
And, you know, some people maybe or maybe not have done the other quest, too. Or is that all over with?
What's that?
The,
I mean, the
finding out why the Citadel, the
attack on the crown.
Death Keel is the name of the tower, I guess.
Death Knell.
It's a Knell.
Nope, it's still going. I think they're going to run that until the expansion.
People need to do that. It's an interesting story. I did it on, myself and Crema. And when you're doing it, you do get different options to reply different ways. So I did it one way, and I had her do it another. Learned a few more things. And I thought it was interesting that there was one part of the quest that you have to rebuild a tinkered item. If you are a master tinker, you can fix it. If not, you have to go kidnap a tinker from Babelshire.
Yeah, that is kind of funny. I mean, you don't really even kidnap the guy. You just kind of click on him, and he follows you around.
No, he's got stuffed in my pack or something.
Yeah, something like that. But when you show up in Freeport, he's there.
Yeah.
He fixes it, and he runs off on his merry way, and the captain or whoever it is kind of chuckles, "Well, do you think you'll make it?"
You think you'll make it past the guards, yeah.
Yeah.
I had no problem making it past the guards.
Nope. How are you enjoying your 6-year reward, the teleportation thing?
I love it. I love the cloak. I love the hood. And I'm loving that teleportation thing. That is, like, super killer. I've used it
now,
a few times now.
Can people who are not here for 6 years yet, can they be summoned?
No.
Ah, well, that kind of sucks. But in general, it's a great tool if you need to get to your group fast.
Yeah, it's excellent. Or if you're yanking a person to your party. But they have to be a six-year veteran also. We tried to do that with Nicotel the other night, and it didn't work because he is not a six-year veteran.
Right.
It wouldn't yank him to us.
And, of course, you want to hear my first experience with the teleportation thing?
What?
My first time using it was Thursday. I was going to the Maiden's Fancy to relax for a little bit. And, God, I can't think of his name. But Valander's alt, who's in the Maiden's Fancy, got in a group with me. And he normally is the person who does the Call of the Hero, Esquivel. He normally does the Call of the Hero so people can safely come to the Maiden's Fancy. Well, I didn't know he was Maitre D-ing. So I went ahead, I grouped with him, and I went ahead and ported myself to him. I didn't know he was on stage. So I show up, I'm on stage, and everyone's like, and everyone's like, what the hell's Jethel doing up there? I'm like, oops, sorry. It was just kind of funny. Oops, sorry, guys. I'm not part of the entertainment this evening.
He's funny.
Let's see. So we also found, we didn't discover it, but you found out about new fog.
Yes, I did.
New fog. If you've done the return, what is it? Icewell Keep?
Icy Keep, the return.
Icy Keep, the return.
That means you've done the two quests from last year that do the whole Icy Keep thing, and you learn about the dragon and all that stuff.
Right.
So this year you do one called the return. It's a heroic encounter. One guy... but he does split into five at 50%, and the trick to it is to find the one with the black heart. He will not be marked with a black heart, but you will see it in his chest. You kill him off when they split, and then you're good. But yeah, you need to go into that instance after you've done it once and have the reward item on you.
The sword.
Well, you can either have the sword or you can get that dragon, which I noticed is a little different than the dragon we got last year. This one they're offering this time has little horns. There's a little more color to it. At least that's what it looked like in the wardrobe.
But anyway, you can go back into the instance after you've completed it and go around. There's a spot where you find one of those little red boxes. And you pick up the box, and it's white fog that you can put in your house or your guild hall. Instead of the grayish-green kind of fog that we got in Halloween.
Well, it's called an icy fog, isn't it?
I think so. I actually have it up in the guild hall. But, yeah, it's a white fog instead of the grayish-green. And it looks, it functions just like the Halloween fog, except instead of having, a pile of dirt as its base now, which the old ones do now, instead of having it as a red cube, they now have a pile of dirt under them. You have a tiny patch of snow, which really stands out on the floors, by the way. Just a comment.
Well, that way you can find them.
Well, yeah, but they don't disappear when you turn them on.
I noticed that I didn't get another, I have one already.
What's that?
I'm supposing that if you go and grab the cube, you get another one of those things to turn it on and off, if you don't have one already.
If you don't have one in your possession.
In your house. Yeah.
No, because I have one in my house, I also have one in the guild hall, but I didn't have one on me, and I got another one.
Well, it didn't give me one.
No, it gave me one.
I mean, I can explain to people if they have... I mean, has everybody found it? Looking at the channel to see if anybody reacts. I mean, you go in, go across the bridge, past the goblin.
It's impossible to try to tell by telling someone where it is. You kind of have to show them where it is.
Well, I can try. I mean, you go in, you go across the bridge, go into the main part of the courtyard there, veer off to the left. You have to jump across the crack in the ice to the other side where the icy barriers are. And what you do is you, after you've jumped over, then start heading to your left and inch along the barriers till you can get around them. Then run straight across to the castle walls. And to your right over there is a place to climb up. So go ahead and climb up to the top of the battlements up there. And then head left around the battlements to the door. And it's inside the doorway over there.
Just before the door.
Yeah, well, you can't use the door, so it's in the doorway area over there. So, but if anybody's on AB that really wants to see it and they can't follow my directions, then I will show you. Yeah. And thanks to the person who showed me.
So, all right.
Anyway.
So, see, well, do we have any notes this week?
Not unless you made some. So. I've been busy. I've been busy harvesting packages like crazy and packing fudge and, oh, Lord.
Yes, once again, Elkhorn Jenna's fudge is a hit with the Sony team.
It's fun to send them something. I know that it's evil. It's evil triple chocolate fudge. This stuff.
Brass was cursing your name. Damn you, I've got to go back for more.
Oh, yeah. It's very evil. It is so good and so rich. I mean, you nobody I know can eat just one piece, okay? And walk away and say, oh, that was great. I don't want any more. Within a few minutes, they're craving another one. Their mouth wants another piece. It is evil fudge. And that is triple chocolate fudge, too.
And I do want to make a comment to Zab Jade. On the official EQ2 forums, I put up, you know, I put up our announcements, you know, reminding people that we have a show tonight, stuff like that. Well, lately I've been putting up random screenshots, you know, like you would see at kithacore.org. You know, I have a header screenshot type of thing. And this week's, I put up the picture of Jethel and Antonia Bale gazing into each other's eyes. and Zab Jade, like, dang, Jethel, are you in a pothole? No, Jethel is that short.
He's short.
Jethel comes up to Antonia and Bale's tits.
That's why I stay on my horse 95% of the time. Because I'm short, too.
But yeah, Jethel is the shortest stature for a wood elf possible in the game. It just makes him, you know, more agile, able to squeeze into tight places.
Like getting into tight places.
I do. And I also love coming up to tit level on barbarians.
Yeah, that's your thing.
Not that I've heard anyone complain.
Nope.
So.
But we have the recipe for the fudge on kithacore.org. Yeah. In the, kitchen area?
Yeah, in the Kithacore kitchen area. Let me go there. So it's form.kithacore.org.
And I'm very serious. If you can boil water, you can do this fudge.
Okay, let's see here. So, okay, there it is. Go to forum.kithacore.org. Click on Kithacore Kitchen.
Say that three times fast.
And she has it listed as tripled chocolate fudge.
I'm going to do a video explanation, too, so you guys can see. The tricky part to making it is knowing what a rapid boil is. Once you figure out what exactly is a rapid boil, and that's when you start your timer.
Hmm.
That's it. That's it, guys. And then you've got to have strength in your arm to beat the crap out of it after you've got it done, because there's a lot of mixing afterwards. And I'll turn you all into evil fudge minions. And we will take over the world with our evil fudge. So, yeah.
Oh.
No, I enjoy making it and sending it down to the team. And knowing that they're enjoying something that we've you know, we did for them, because they're always doing something for us. Mm-hmm. They're always working to make the game more enjoyable, more fun, even though I'm sure some of them throw back their head and cackle and evil laughter when they come up with something devious for us to try and do, but we love you anyway.
Yes, I suppose.
So, there. And I'm not the only one that sends goodies down. They've got cookies and all sorts of other stuff this year, too, which I think is great. I think it's time for the players to give back to those that make the game wonderful for us. No comment?
Well, yeah, do it. Send them stuff. Bribery, blackmail.
No!
Oh.
Just do it because it's Frostvale, for God's sakes.
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? So?
Oh. I'm out here making Frostbell crackers like crazy.
Now, let's see, what is today's date? 15th?
Yes.
It is the 15th, so we
yes.
do.
Yes, that means 10 days till Christmas.
Yes, 10 days till Christmas also means that we have a birthday to announce before the next show.
And that is?
Drelzna.
Hey!
According to her profile at Kithacore.org, Drelzna's birthday is on the 20th, which is before our next show.
So you're kidding. His birthday's next. Oh, well.
Could have put in a false birthday, but that's what it says on the forum profile.
Okay.
So we're going to go ahead and have a little visit from the birthday trolls.
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you!
All right, so a early happy birthday to Drelzna, our buddy. Taking a little break from EverQuest. Hope she's doing good. And get back into the game. We miss you.
I told you the other night I had some weird things happening while I was crafting.
Weird thing. Oh, and Urson was having some weird things too.
Well, he was, instead of making two, he got three. And with me, I've been making the floating candles and I was making floating candles at the time. And I ended up with, it was a snowflake ornament that twists, that turns and sparkles and stuff. You get them from the Santa Club over here.
You know, that's something
I don't
I
have the
done.
Name of it right this second. But I ended up with two of them after doing a pack full of, floating candles. And Urson, I'm not sure what he was making, but he ended up with three instead of two. Somebody said it was Frostfell flavor. One of those things that happen when you're crafting and you get something extra. Oh, shit.
Hmm?
Yep, what? Here, it just did it. It just did it to me. Here, I'll link what I got.
Okay.
As soon as I can get to doing it, because right now I'm in the middle of a crafting thing and my endurance is like really low.
Okay, well, you know, I normally don't, and I usually, you know, rant and rave about hating the mythical update stuff. I wish there was a way to turn it off, but I am going to say congratulations because it's actually somebody I know.
Who did I miss?
Dawid. I think that's how you pronounce it. Dawid from the Knights of Freeport just got his mythical.
Yay!
The Vasil the Mad, whatever the heck that is. So congratulations to Dawid from the Knights of Freeport, you evil bastard.
Trying to explain and channel what I just linked is something that just showed up on my bag. I did not have it in there before. It appeared when I finished, and I got two crackers. I got two crackers and that at the same time.
Oh, that's weird.
and it looks like the stacks on the crackers are stopping at level at 50. You can have 50 crackers in a stack.
Okay. Crackers.
These are the ones that you give away, and there's supposed to be a prize inside. Oh. And there's three different prizes that you can get only by the crackers.
Okay.
What those are, I don't know yet, because I haven't even opened one yet. And these aren't for me.
So I'm on my way to the Frostfell, and since I completely forgot about that once-a-day present thing.
Oh, did you notice? We talked about this. I was able to do the Freeport side Christmas tree quest for the Barren Christmas tree, the one that's really good for Halloween too. It has bats and eyeballs on it. Surprised. And I have picked up the other one for the regular Christmas tree, since I couldn't do it on the Kino side this year. Saw that in Gorowin, too, that the feather was over the guy's head. So
yeah, I saw that, too, when I was working on...
because you commented about that earlier, that you didn't get a chance to do the Christmas tree thing again this year that didn't recycle for you.
Right.
Go to get a Freeport. Well, go to Gorowin.
Yeah, I can go to Gorowin. I'm not going to Freeport because the Knights of Freeport are arresting everyone from Kinos who is going to Freeport.
Well, they damn well better not arrest me. I just helped... I tried to help Lucan.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go in there, and I'm going to march right up to the Knights of Freeport, and I'm going to flash my Hero of Delaire or whatever the hell it is.
It's Hero of Delaire.
Hero of Delaire things. Ah! Bite me. And then they will. At least one of the Vertongas might.
Trista's asking me, did I get the tapestry from the Kinos tree guy? No, I didn't, but I'll go check that out.
Tapestry from the...
Kinos tree guy.
I didn't see anything about a tapestry.
Well, I guess we'll go find out. I feel sorry for Lucan, you know that?
Really? Why?
Because... Have you looked at the city?
Oh, everyone's fighting.
It's like the Nariak is trying to take over.
Yeah.
You have all these dragoons running around. You have people fighting each other in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
The guards over there are kicking everybody, regardless of what side you're from.
Yes, and it's very funny when it happens to someone from Freeport, especially when I'm in a duel with them. Oh, that was so funny. Me and Slast from the Knights of Freeport were dueling each other. You know, RP dueling, which means you're not actually in combat. It means you do a slash random and see who gets the higher number, and that's who wins the turn. You know what I mean? And every time those damn Texians would come by, they'd kick, but they'd kick him. And he's the one that lives in the freaking city. I just thought that was really funny.
I mean, there's no law going on in Freeport whatsoever. I mean, the last true loyal subject... Well, if you did the quest, you know what she did. And you know darn well if Lucan ever comes back, your butt's going to be in trouble for helping, even though that was not the intention.
Ah, to hell with Lucan.
Well, he's particles.
What?
He's particles. This is another thing I don't understand. One part of the quest, they say he's dead. Another part of the quest says that he's been taken by the Shadow Men to some shadow realm. And during the quest, if you ask different, go a different path of questioning, especially the guy in the arcane science building, he's been, what basically happened is why the death keel, is that how you say it?
Death knell
fell is because somebody opened a portal inside with no end. In other words, when you open a portal, you usually have the start and where it goes, right?
Mm.
This had no place to go.
Lovely. A wormhole.
Basically. And so, you know, this guy's speculating that he's out there in between.
Hmm.
He's in the void.
Well, that would be where the void men are, right?
He's in between. He's kind of like Captain Kirk in that episode where he was, there was some kind of a teleporter accident.
Yeah.
Remember that? And he was just floating in space.
Yeah, but Lucan's particles in this other realm or whatever. It's another plane, totally different. I don't know.
He's Particle Man.
And Lucan can't be worm food because there's no body. They took him.
Very true.
But his whole city is just falling apart.
Would it be wrong of me to laugh? Wait a minute. I hear a crowd cheering.
So do you want Queen Kristana to take it over? Because she's got her dragoons in there.
Kristanos.
No,
Kristanos.
Kristan.
Oh my god, you're bad with names.
I know, you can school me later.
I want you to go into Freeport and start calling her, "Hello, Queen Kristanos." I can't even mispronounce on purpose how you're doing it.
Sorry.
Kristantros? Is that what you said?
No, Kristanos. Forget it. I suck, okay? Are you happy now?
I just think it's funny you're so horrible with names.
I just is. Now, hush. They're saying, actually, the Thexians hate her, too.
Well, it depends what...
It depends which Thexian faction you're talking to.
Right. I mean, there are some who are following her. Of course, the Arisai believe she's a goddess. But the true Tyrdal who are loyal to Inaruk want her dead.
Well, who's running? Who owns the dragoons? Who's running the dragoons?
I don't know.
Oh wow!
I don't know off the top of my hood. Off the top of my head. Off my hood. I don't wear a hood.
Anyway, it'll be interesting to see where the storyline goes.
Yes. Where am I going?
I don't know where you're going. You said you were going to Frostfell, but I'm not sure why.
No, I went there to check out what Santa Claus was going to give me. I got leather-wrapped presents.
I got leather-wrapped presents, too.
A little disturbing, actually.
Why?
I don't know. It just don't look right to me. Shouldn't be... presents should not be wrapped in leather.
Well, if you're from Freeport, that's just the ticket.
Why would you wrap a present in leather? Come on.
It's leather-bound goods! okay, fine. I try.
You're just weird.
I know.
All right. So let's see here. Angela Coria thinks it's just a fetish item.
Yeah. Have you seen the scones, the new scones that they put out?
I don't think so. Do you have one to link?
I will in a second. I'm still right in the middle of a cracker.
Okay.
Maybe somebody in the channel has them. There's three different types, and they're cool. I'm not so hip on the icy one. I like the one with the red flame. I'll show it to you in a second.
Mm.
I'm almost done. Come on. Scones. What'd I say?
Sconce, actually.
Sconce. Okay, fine.
See,
don't eat them.
A scone is, a cookie.
Imposing gold wall scout. Jesus.
Sconce.
Imposing silver and icy. So, hang on a second. There's that one.
Okay.
And
posing the ball scones.
Yeah, there's that one. I this one's cool, but it's okay.
Well, where's the second one?
There's the second one.
I see.
Come on, I'm digging them out as fast as I can.
I think the second one's cooler.
You like the icy one?
I do. Now let me check out the silver one.
I like the silver one because it's got red flames.
Yeah, I like the icy one better.
So, those are new.
Yay. I know what
now,
I was doing.
Back to cracker making.
I know what I was doing. I'm going to go with it. Gorwin. Let's see if I can do that quest there.
Why don't you go to Kinos?
Because I can't do Kinos.
Well, go check out the tapestry that she was talking about from the goblin at the tree thing.
I went there and I didn't see anything about a tapestry. So
did you talk to him?
Yes.
Did you check the tree out?
Yes.
Trista!
I can't do the tree again. And he didn't give me anything else. So, but I will go back to North Freeport and I will check it out.
Maybe I'll get some more information. Does anybody else know of a tapestry from the Kinos tree guy? Oh, and another cool thing.
Okay, Trisha's saying it's at the Iron Forge. The Iron Forge
Estate.
Oh, the estate.
Iron Toe.
Okay, that's not the same tree. That's not the same guy as the tree, then. The tree guy.
Iron Forge Estate.
Okay, well, that's not the same guy as the tree. The tree guy is over in front of the castle.
There's so many things to do.
Okay, I'll go check out the Iron Forge Exchange then, because the guy at the castle didn't have anything new for me. And I did actually catch about 10 minutes of the EQ Tuesday show, and I have to say that I completely agree with Delmon and Xanadive. Tokens, you know, as a way of upgrading your armor and stuff, gotta stop.
Why?
Because there's no point to it after a while. You get the item you want. You get the item you want, and then you stop. Okay, this part of the expansion is now completely useless to me. Because I'm done getting what I wanted to get, and I'm not going to do this anymore.
I'm not talking about expansions. They're talking about other events that you use to work. Like, now you have to run the Icy Keep to get frozen tokens of Icy to buy stuff.
Right.
And before it was dirty money and so on and so forth.
Right, but I go to the token merchant in the Frostfell Wonderland, and he has nothing I want, so I'm not going to do the... I'm not going to run the thing. But what I'm more talking about is like the Shadow Odyssey armor. The tier 1, tier 2, tier 3, blah 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 blah. I'm burnt out. I'm not doing it. I haven't even done the solo shard run in god months.
And you still don't have your tier armor. And I disagree with you. I think that was a great way of getting geared up. I mean, I've got a good chunk of tier 3 on me because of it, because of the whole thing.
Okay.
Otherwise,
okay.
I would not have gotten any of it.
And that's fine and dandy, but what about the people like myself who have limited playtime, don't get into the big raids where they can get, you know, 4, 5, 6 shards at a time, have to do the solo one, and it takes them months and months and months to try to get one piece of this freaking armor.
Okay, well, actually, you don't need it, do you? Do you actually anything that you need to be geared that well for?
That's my point!
Well, then don't do it.
That is the point I was making. I have no interest in pursuing any of this content because it really has... It's not going to get me anything because I'm getting burnt out on it and I just don't want to do it anymore.
Well, then don't do it. Don't get the gear.
I'm not.
Okay.
I got the tier 2 stuff except for the hat, except for the helm, and that's it. I don't want to do it anymore.
Then don't.
I'm not. Okay, let's see here. You seem a bit frazzled. Even more for a goblin. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, I can get another Frostfell tree.
Hey.
I went to the wrong guy. Aha, but this is not... the white Frostfell tree. This is a, you know, the green Frostfell tree.
Oh.
It's a level 75 quest. What is it? Help me. Holiday errand. So what does he want me to do? I have to go collecting some items, apparently.
There you go.
See, he wants me to gather grievance polls from rubble rabble Burn-Eye? I'm not going over there.
Hey, I have got a quest to go and get leech squirmy stuff. Die from leeches in Kunark jungle, so. And boots from the fungus guys. I didn't know fungus had feet.
Well, I guess you just never know.
And why would anybody want their boots?
Wouldn't they
be kind of like, ew? I mean, if fungi wore footwear, I don't know.
Kind of, you know, defeating the purpose of having footwear, don't you think?
Ha ha, defeat! Yeah, you said defeat.
But that's defeating the entire purpose of having footwear. You're supposed to try to keep the fungal items away from your feet. Not, you know, on your feet.
But oh well.
You can do it.
Perhaps. Alright. I think it's time we talked about 'Twas the Night Before Frostfell.
Okay.
We received several entries. We retrieved several entries yesterday, actually.
People, they all came in at the last moment.
Pretty much. And we had a couple of unnamed celebrity judges to help us. We're not going to mention names. A few of them wanted to be anonymous, so we will keep them anonymous. But we had a couple of unnamed celebrity judges, and we have chosen out of the six that were submitted, we have chosen the first, second, and third place. The sixth entry, of course, what happened like a half an hour before we came on the show, so there was no time to judge it. I'm sorry.
But I will say they were all well done. Thank you for the effort.
Absolutely. They were all well done. I thank you very much for submitting your entries. They're all very creative. And let's see what we got here. Let me bring up my list. And by the way, I
didn't know whose was whose. I had him. He's the only one that knew whose was whose. But me and the other judges just looked at them blindly. So.
Right, so there were no names attached to any of the entries when they get to the judges.
Basically, we're judged on how well written they were, how well posed they were, the cadence, just, you know, overall good job, imagery, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I'll start with third place. The third place winner, who... What the heck's the third place winner got? Let me bring up my contest information here. Kitty Gore.
I'm sorry.
Okay, Kitty Gore died. Close the night. There we go. Okay, third place winner gets a swag bag full of miscellaneous Sony gift items, and when we do the video, you're welcome to appear in a cameo. And the third place winner is Rowane from the Antonia Bale server.
Oh, cool! Congrats!
So congratulations, Rowane. Now, like I said, none of the judges, including Elquin, knew who...
We just voted by number.
Right. I saved them in several text files saying entry 1, entry 2, entry 3, entry 4, entry 5, and they voted that way, so Elquin's hearing these names for the first time. So the third place winner is Rowane from the Antonia Bale server. I know you've probably sent me your address before, but please send me your mailing address by way of in-game mail, and I'll make sure you get a nice little grab bag of miscellaneous Sony items. All right, let's see here. Second place winner. The second place winner, who will receive... A 30-day prepaid Sony Online Gaming card, good for any of the Sony Online games, of course. We prefer it if you use it on EverQuest 2.
Of course.
And, of course, an appearance on the video to be made by Elquin. Winner is our own Frostfell elf, Lyra!
Yay, Lyra!
Lyra has second place. All right, Lyra. Congratulations to Lyra.
I had a sneaking suspicion that might have been Lyra's.
Well, I think the last two lines in the paper pretty much gave it away.
Kind of read that one. Maybe, maybe not.
Okay, and first place, the first place winner who gets the 90-day prepaid Sony Online Gaming card and a starring role in the video to be made by Elquin is Enna, E-N-N-A, on the Antonia Bale server. I don't know this person personally. Maybe I know them by an alt or something like that, but it's Enna from the Antonia Bale server. Congratulations.
Congratulations. You and I need to talk.
Yep. So I don't even know if they're listening, but it's E-N-N-A. Let me see. Who all Enna? Nope. No one playing at this time by that name. But congratulations to Enna, first place winner. And everyone that submitted one, let me read off the rest of the names here. Notable mentions to Lystella from the Antonia. Actually, everyone is from the Antonia Bale server. So it's Lystella, L-Y-S-T-E-L-L-A. Scurry from the Vagabond Knights. Cheddarella from the Legion of Kithakor. So that's everyone. It was Enna, Lyra, Rowane, Lystella, Scurry, and Cheddarella. So everyone,
thank you guys.
Thank you very much for your entries. Again, you need to get a hold of Elquin so we can arrange a time to do a video.
I need to talk with them about a couple things in there so I make sure I understand completely what they mean.
I will be posting all of the entries tonight after the show, as well as working on getting my... I really need to get our podcast up to date.
You've been slacking?
Yeah, I wanted to do it this weekend, but then I was working... Working and stuff. You know, it's not easy working at a pack and ship place this time of year. I am beat.
I know, hon.
I am so freaking tired.
I know. I'm sorry.
So anyway. So congratulations, Enna, Lyra, Rowane. Thank you very much.
Now, we may not have this video out by the time Christmas comes out, but will be out before Frostfell's out, which gives me all the way to January.
Yes, you'll have until January 7th on that. So in another week or two.
So there.
Yeah, I will definitely be posting them at kithakor.org right after the show. Actually, you can probably do it during the show, but maybe during our music break or something like that. I will get them out tonight. But congratulations and thank you very much for participating. And I want to thank the folks at Sony Online Entertainment for providing the prizes, the goodies that are going to be passed out. Thank you very much, especially to Ashlane, who packed it all up and mailed it out to me. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. You're all great folks. We love what you do. Thank you very much. Enjoy that fudge.
They are. It's probably all gone.
Fudge.
They were eating fudge for breakfast.
Oh, God.
Nobrin. I saw one of the posts of Nobrin, and I just busted up laughing. It was funny. This is another reason why I like doing this, because I get to read these things, and they make me laugh during the day. That there was a fudge feeding frenzy going on, and to watch your extremities.
Very nice.
That was funny. But, yeah, there was... tweets and posts this morning about people eating fudge for breakfast over there. It's like,
Alrighty. Congratulations. congratulations again, and thank you. All right. What was I about to do? I don't know.
Well, I was going to talk about the Sony Podcast 76.
What about it?
Well, they have done the Carol.
The Carol. Oh, the winning Carol?
Yeah.
Who won?
Well, it wasn't you. I'm sorry.
Was it mine?
I'm sorry.
Well, who won then?
Hang on, I'm getting over there.
I submitted Here Comes Naga Fan.
I know, but that's really well known.
I know. They want to give others a chance. And I
understand.
Yeah,
they can't
that.
It can't be Jethel Silverwing all the time.
I know. And I understand that, and I say congratulations to whoever it was that won.
Well, let me get over there. I'm jumping as fast as I can.
And for those of you who are...
And I should remember this, but I always forget. Station.sony.com, podcasts.vm. I should have that memorized, but I don't. This one is called the Scrooge Cast, and it has a... They did a holiday drama, which is funny. You should listen to. And let's see. Who won the caroling? It's not saying in the show notes. They say in the show itself. Something about casting spells.
Okay, well, let me take a look at the official EQ2 forms. Maybe I can find it real quick.
There you go. It was funny.
Unless it was emailed in, then I won't be able to find it.
I have no clue.
So let's see here.
Slaying. There was something about slaying people.
See here. Where is it? Twilight Reward, Night Before Frostfall Contest. Ah, Holiday Carols. Here we go. Let's see what they have to say. And there's the challenge. Let me get here. I'm looking. Second page, maybe they announced it. Let's see. Oh, come on now.
Isn't it hell trying to find something?
Well, they did not announce the winner on the thread. And
it's
called
Slashing Through the Snow by Falch, F-A-L-C-H. Of EverQuest 1, or Live.
Oh, okay, so that's why it's not here then.
Oh, she respelled it. F-L-A... Wait a minute. F-A-L-C-H-A. Sorry, I'm trying to craft too at the time. It's not easy doing two things.
Ah. They don't have a list of the...
So it was an EQ1 player.
All right. Well, let me go to the EQ1 forum, see if I can find it. Do select forum, request, go. Should be in community news. Items in the marketplace, underfoot, more underfoot, whole bunch of shit about the underfoot.
Well, of course, it's just, their NDA is over, it's coming out.
Mm-hmm. Underfoot, come on. Gotta do a search for Carol. Ah, there it is. Holiday Carols. No replies here. Just join the fun. All right? There we go. The challenge. Let's see if I can find it here. You know, in a way, I kind of miss EverQuest 1, but I know damn well I'll never be able to play it again.
I know.
Maybe it's on page
the thing two. Is, we miss the old times. Things like the giant coming, getting pulled down the oasis, or the specs, or corpse runs, strange things like that.
Okay, I found it. Okay, let me see here. Trains, Karaoke, Christmas. God, do I have Jingle Bells? Come on. How can I not have Jingle Bells? I don't have it.
Yeah.
What the hell? I don't have a karaoke to Jingle Bells?
I don't know.
The hell, man?
They're talking about Facebook and Twitter in the OGR channel. Mm-hmm. And currently, EverQuest 2 and FreeWhelms has a contest thingy type thing going on. Let me jump over there really quick. Basically, what you need to do is start following them. Sign up for, start following those three in Twitter and become fan of the pages for EverQuest 1, 2, and Free Realms. And when they get so many people following them, there's going to be prizes for everybody. Let me tell you. Let me get... I need a faster computer or something. I did not say Free Whelms.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Fun Pad.
Will you pad. Stop that? EverQuest 2. Free Realms. Is that better?
Free Realms.
Okay, it's called Connect... Or...
Connecting.
Connecting, that's better. Connecting. So, what will happen is you need to help them level up on Facebook and Twitter. So when they ding, everybody wins in-game prizes. Okay?
Hmm.
And trying to figure out where I read about the prizes. There was station cash. There was in-game items. Here we go. Let's see. If we can get them to 5,000 people, Free Realms, EverQuest 2, everybody gets 250 station cash. The next level is 10,000. Free Realms gets 250 station cash and a house frog. EverQuest gets 250 station cash and the Tome of Friends. EverQuest 2 would get... 250 station cash and Cloak of Pie. How much do you want to bet? Yes, Cloak of Pie. What, how much do you want to bet that cloak summons pies that you can throw and eat?
Mm-hmm, probably.
I just have a feeling. Okay, so when they get to 15,000, Free Realms gets 500 station cash and a small dance floor. EverQuest gets 500 station cash and a magic loot. And EverQuest 2 gets 500 station cash and an interactive item soon to be named.
Hmm.
Now, I guess if you have an account for each of those, you probably get that.
Hmm.
That's what I'm reading. Because it's Free Realm rewards, EverQuest rewards, and EverQuest 2 rewards. So, if you've got Free Realms and EverQuest, then you're looking at 250 station cash for each account, I'm pretty sure. So, thing to do is if you're on Facebook, look up EverQuest 2, Free Realms, and get signed up with them now. If you're on Twitter, sign up all three on Twitter and start following them.
Hmm.
And it looks like the level is up a little bit. There's a little meter thing going on, so you can watch it. And that's at Sony Station. And then if you want to see the ding... The connecting advertisement, that's Sony, or excuse me, station.sony.com/promotions. So there's station cash in your future if you do this.
Oh, that's always cool.
Yeah, that's a lot of station cash. I mean, you know? And everybody's bugging me about the fact that Free Realms has got tons of stuff for Christmas this year.
Okay.
They've got a Christmas tree with presents that you've got to keep the snowman from fighting, taking the presents and stuff. Anyway. I haven't been over there in ages, but if you do have Free Realms, you might want to check it out here soon and get involved in what's going on over there. And new pets are coming, like a dragon and a unicorn. So I may have to show back up there just to get a pet dragon and a unicorn.
Right.
Oh, and they got housing coming, too.
Yay!
Not this soon, but soon.
So everyone in Free Realms is homeless.
Right now, but they soon will have housing.
Sleeping on the street! Okay, so when they did the Holiday Carol thing on the podcast, did they have music or did they just sing it?
They're just singing.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead. I've got the lyrics here. I've got Rhapsody going so I can play the Jingle Bells karaoke here. I'm going to go ahead and sing this thing.
Good luck.
I'm going to try to. Let's just put it out there right now that this is how I sing most of my songs, where I've never actually seen the lyrics until I try to perform them. So
I'm going to shut my mic off so you don't hear me snicker.
All right, let's see what I can do here. Rhapsody and broadcasting at the same time. Wow, the version. Okay, this sucks. I'm going to try to find a different version of that karaoke. All right, what's this one here? Wow. All right, let me try this one.
No, I'm not asleep.
Ah, that one works. Slashing through the snow. Oh, wow. Oh, it started off somewhere else. All right, little bastards. Let's try it again. Actually, that one has background music. I can't use that. See, this is shit I normally do before. Don't want that. Oh, that one has background music. That one says it has background music. Well, damn it all. I want one without background music. All right, let me try this one. Casting though with a double-edged blade, o'er the fields we go, slashing all the way, nukes and arrows flame, making mobbies die. Oh, what fun it is to plow and sing a sing song tonight. Now, wait a minute. Sorry, whoever wrote these lyrics didn't write them down very well.
Well, are you supposed to go casting spells?
Oh, I see. All right. It's live, folks.
Deal with it.
All right,
why are they wanting to know why I'm asleep?
You're asleep?
I don't know. What did I miss? There's going to be what? What does there's going to be want from me?
I don't know. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh, wonder what name. Oh, they're wanting to know what the... okay, hang on. Well... Okay. I have to go back and look it up.
Okay.
EverQuest 2 is just EverQuest Space 2. Okay? That's what EverQuest goes by.
No, I don't think there's any space in there.
No, it's just this. Oh, on Facebook.
Oh.
Now, on Twitter, it is Ever... Quest II. Okay. Let's see what else. And EverQuest is just EverQuest. Free Realms is just Free Realms. You will know when you have the right one. When you see people, when you see the connecting on the side column on the left, you will know that you have the right page. That's the one you want to become a fan of in Facebook. Does that help?
I don't know.
Hopefully that helped.
I know nothing.
So when you're looking for to follow on Facebook, look for the connecting graphic on the left. And as far as Twitter goes, I mean, as soon as you find one, you will find the rest of them. I know EverQuest is EverQuest II. So you going to try singing that again? I'll shut up.
Nah, screw it.
Why? Aren't you adventurous? You started sounding really good. EverQuest II is on Twitter.
All right, I'll try it again. No, I can't. I already turned off Rhapsody. Screw it.
I mean, I can show them. But no, that's not going to do any good.
Anyway, I'm going to go.
You're going to do what?
I'm going to Gorowin.
Okay.
Gorowin.
Or they can go to station.sony.com/promotions, and I think there's links to each of their the Free Realms, the EverQuest, and EverQuest 2 for Twitter and Facebook. Yep. There's a link to Free Realms on Facebook here. There's a link to EverQuest 2 here. There's a link to EverQuest 2 and Free Realms for Twitter. So, if you're not sure which one it is in Twitter and Facebook, go to station.sony.com/promotions, and the links are there for you to find.
Yes.
Does that help even more?
Sure.
I try to be helpful. Honest. Honest, honest, honest.
Coming this Christmas to a theater near you.
What?
I don't know. What's coming out?
Elf 2. Will Ferrell needs more money.
God willing, we'll all meet in Spaceballs.
Have you noticed how much they're playing the hell out of that?
Not even a good movie, God.
Oh, I watched it the first time, but after about the third or fourth time, I was to turn on the TV and it's Elf. It's like, oh.
Well, you know, please. The thing. You know what the thing is? Is they will play the hell out of something that they can get for cheap.
For free?
Yeah. It's like, hey, why don't we promote Elf? Nah, it's not worth the money to promote Elf. Well, what if we just let people play it on the TV for free? Well, all right. Sorry, I'm not impressed by Will Ferrell. I don't find him funny.
You said that last week.
I just don't like him.
I'm sorry.
I just don't like him.
Sorry. So have you, have you gotten Free Realms and EverQuest and EverQuest 2 is your favorite pages or fan pages yet?
No.
Mm-hmm. Why not?
Well, EverQuest 2 has been on my my fan thing for, since they've had a page.
Well, yeah, me too, but, I mean, I was the only one I was missing was I was not following EverQuest 1 Twitters. That was it. I was a fan on all of them before.
I want a cunning rat service phone stuff.
So are you going to correct that?
Correct what?
Are you going to fan all of them?
Sure, what the hell?
And follow them?
Hey,
come on,
it
could be Station Cash, man.
I'll do it! I'm excited about this!
I mean, you could buy some more furniture or something with that, you know?
I'm going to Twitter right now!
Good!
Twitter.freaking.com!
Good!
Why don't you ever sign me in automatically? I have cookies done, you idiot! Let's see here. So what am I looking for?
Just go to the link I gave. And then you could just click on them and you know. station.sony.com/promotions.
station.sony.com/promotions. Okay.
Yeah, that's potentially, they're figuring maybe 3,000 station cash total. If you have an EverQuest 1 account, and a Free Realms account, and an EverQuest 3 account, we could clean up.
May as well clean up. You know all that the Cherrywood stuff I've been buying? It's available as a total package now. You can buy the Cherrywood House Pack.
How much does that one run?
I saw that yesterday, and I'm like, oh, you bastards! I've been buying the whole thing! I've been buying it piece by piece! You know, it's kind of like why we're not going to buy any more of the Harry Potter shit and stuff like, you know what? We'll wait till it comes out in a giant box set. We have Netflix. All right, let me see here. I'm already a fan of EverQuest 2. Let's go back. Already a fan. Let's go back and maybe the Twitter thing. I don't think I'm following him by Twitter. EverQuest 2 Twitter. Blah, 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 blah. Apparently I'm already following this.
Okay.
Nope. There we go. Follow. There we go. Now I'm following.
Yeah, because I was following everybody, and I was on fanning pages everywhere except for on Twitter and EverQuest 1. For some reason, I did not follow them on Twitter, but I corrected that. So I'm a six-pack, man. I'm connecting on a six-pack.
Hey, wow, man. Cool. No one seems to understand how I can make that noise.
I don't either.
You can have a voice like this.
And you're not grabbing anything when you do that either. I've watched.
Hello, my babies. Welcome to Get the Core After Dark.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Cheap, sleazy music.
Anyway, moving on to music. We're gonna have a little music break here, I think.
Good, because I need to go stand and walk around. I'm getting tired of making crackers.
Getting tired.
You know, you're bucking along and you're crafting and you're just hitting the counters, and all of a sudden it pops up with one, and you just clicked another one. It's like, oh, why didn't I wait? Why didn't I just wait one little second to hit that other counter to, you know, because I'm trying to build my durability back up on this. Okay.
Okay, well, we're going to have a little music break here. We'll be back in about 10, 15 minutes. We shall return. All right. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'll meet it.
You do.
I do. Indeed. So what's going on?
I'm crafting my butt off.
Really?
Yes.
Seems a really weird thing to do, crafting one's butt off.
Well, it's not off yet, so I still got a lot of crafting to go. Speaking of crafting, did you know... our achievements, whatever they call them.
Mm-hmm.
The achievements that you look at off of the journal. The one for crafting, sorry. Trade skills. One of the rewards that you get is a complete set of the crafting tables.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
Yeah. I'll have to find it again. I think I saw it on Den Mom's site. It was like, ooh. But you have to craft like this huge amount. Let's see. And it probably triumphs. I'm looking. I'm looking. Maybe it's coming. There's so much here. Champions and Rise of Kunar. I'm looking for the crafted one, really. I'm not finding it. I know Dem Mom's got something on it. Should go look at her website instead of trying to dig through my book and look for it.
Mm-hmm. Probably be a little faster.
But yeah, it was like, wow, that's really neat. But you have to like craft like a zillion items.
I guess if you do enough quests in the Fate Arc, you get a full set of armor. Well, appearance armor, that is. That's really mm-hmm. bright green. I saw it. It's just really bright green. It's, wow, it's bright.
But I think you have to do all the crafting things and make it a triumph when you finish it. Let me go look at Dem Mom's site because I am not finding it fast enough.
And we all know that the Dem Mom has got it going on.
She's got it going on and she's on top of it. I'm still not finding it fast. Nobody's helping in the channel. I don't think they've seen it. I don't see Dem Mom piping up either. I know I saw it. And I thought, oh, wow, that's cool.
Well, I didn't do it. You know what felt really good yesterday?
What?
Hot tub.
Yeah.
It was freezing cold outside, and we're in a nice warm hot tub.
Yeah, but getting in and out of it was... Aww.
It was fun. I love our hot tub.
It was cold getting in and out of there.
Hey, that it was.
Here it is. Ah, 75,000. It's called Unblemished OEUVRE. However you say that one.
You mean to tell me you have to do 75,000 items?
75,000 pristine combines. And you get the Unblemished OEUVRE. OEUVRE?
The what?
Here.
75,000 pristine. Holy crap.
Yavol.
That's a lot of friggin' combines. I don't think I'll be getting that anytime soon.
And I don't see it, so I don't think it's... Oh, what'd I say? How'd I spell it?
I don't know. You didn't say.
It's O-E... U V R E. However you say that word. And I'm not seeing it in the triumphs or the crafting part. Because I'm scrolling too fast. But that may be one of the things coming. Because this is in her Game Update 54 page. But yeah, what you end up getting, she says, while I could personally wish that the items crafted achievement counted the total per count instead the counting of each alt separately. Huh? Oh. In other words, if each alt has to come up with 75,000. 75,000 items needed for this achievement on a single alt. Should you be insane enough to do so, you'll be rewarded with credit for the achievement as well as house items. Finally crafted world device pack. This finely crafted set of trade skill workstations is yours for the enjoyment. You get a workbench. You get a chemistry desk table. You get an engraving desk. You get a forge. You get a sewing table, wood table, and Kagan stove. Unblemished, whatever that word is. So, crafters, you have something to look forward to.
Wow, I still just have to say, that's a lot of frigging combines.
True, but that would be really cool. Yes, all the combines on one character.
Holy crap.
I think maybe I've done that in my lifetime, but not on, you know. If you counted all the times, because we had all the sub-combines when we started out.
Yeah,
I could swear that I probably have halfway there if those counted, but they don't, so I'll be starting all over. But that's okay. That's really a really nice reward for that many combines. So that's at the EQ2.EQTraders.com and Den Mom's write-up on Game Update 54, which still includes things that have yet to be released.
Oh, my back is killing me.
I didn't do it.
No, you didn't.
Are you sitting on Doofu or somebody up there?
No, I've been moving boxes around all day. God. Today, not as busy as yesterday. Yesterday got the whole media hype going. Today is the last day you can send something out by, safely send something out by mail and get it to the other side of the country. Oh, God damn media.
So what is the last day, really?
Well, if you're on... Okay, sending something across the country, you know, we'll use the example, we're on the West Coast. If we want to send something by U.S. mail to the East Coast tomorrow, today was the last day you could safely do it by U.S. mail, because that's 5 business days, and that would bring you, to the 23rd. You really don't want anything to show up on the 24th, because that's just cutting it way too freaking close. But, today, last day, that's U.S. mail and ground service by UPS and FedEx. Last safe day. Starting tomorrow, if you want to send to the other side of the country, you got to start using the express services. Now you're starting to get, you know, people pissed
expensive.
Off at you. I know I'm going to start getting them. I'm going to get people on Friday and on Monday that are going to come up and be like, I need to get this to the other side of the country before Christmas. All right, we can do that. And I'll give them the price and they'll go, out of your freaking mind! Like, hey, I'm not the guy that waited to the last freaking second here, pal. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
So let that be a lesson to you. If you're gonna get, if you gotta send presents off, do it now or tomorrow. Do it tomorrow. Doing it now is not gonna do you a damn bit of good because it's already past the pickup date.
And we don't want them running out on the show.
Exactly. You gotta stay here and listen to the Jethro Silverwing Show right here on Online Gaming Radio. Yeah.
You do that so well.
I do.
Online Gaming Radio.
Well, it's better than a fork in the eye. I love that bit.
That was a good bit.
I like that one. Lyra's like, post the content! I'm working on it, actually. I'm editing.
He is. He's working on it.
I am editing the original post announcing the contest, and I've gotten done listing the winners. Now I'm uploading the text files with their entries. That'll be next to their name. So you can click on their name and see what their entry was. Lyra just wants to know what beat her out. And you know what? It was really a tough choice. It really was.
It was.
Between Enna and Lyra, it was a very tough choice. They were both really good. And I wish I could have had both of them tied for first, but we just simply don't have the prizes. So but, everyone who submitted stuff for the contest, it was very well done. And I do have to really apologize to Cheddarella. She just got it in too late. Me, Elquin, and our three nameless celebrity judges voted on them this afternoon. And I really couldn't throw in one into the mix after we had already voted. So I am sorry. I'm very sorry that it just got in too late. If I would have gotten it like before noon today, then we could have gotten it into the vote, but just too late. So I do apologize. I feel bad, I really do, because I skimmed through Cheddarella's entry before we started the show, and it's good. It really is. But just entered too late. And I blame Lyra entirely.
Lyra just wants a Frostfell video with her in it.
Sure, she's already in a Frostfell video.
I know.
She's in the Frostfell Don't Be Late video we did last year.
I know. She's had a taste of stardom. It's too quiet. You're not talking.
Well, I'm also trying to do stuff because people want to see the entries.
And I'm just making firecrackers.
Firecrackers, yay!
Or not firecrackers, Frostfell crackers.
Frostfell,
not the crummy ones. These leave no crumbs. I haven't even opened one yet. I don't even know what they do. I mean, I know you're supposed to get a present or something inside, but I don't know if there's any animation attached to it or...
Not a clue. I have not received one.
I'm trying to keep from being tempted because these are not for me.
Well, I don't think it would hurt if you just opened one.
No, I don't know. Maybe after I get done crafting this one, I'll open just one. But I'm afraid they're like, Lay's potato chips. Once you have just one,
Oh, what does the next one do? What does it do?
Yeah, and then I'll go through all the ones I made, and then I'll have to start all over again. It's like, no. Maybe after I get all these done and they're handed out, I can come back and make some just for me or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I do know the cards are pretty cool. I haven't made any of those yet, but... I hate this crafting table. You know what I should do is I should get Crema out here to do it because it's on a woodworking bench.
There you go.
She's good at this. I mean, I can get it to work, but sometimes it just doesn't want to work for me. Come on, finish. And how much more do you need? Okay. Alright. I'll go try opening one and see what it does.
Yay!
Let me move away from the table because I don't want to blow it up.
Yay!
Yay?
Yay for not blowing it up.
Okay, I'm going to open one. Oh! Well, I shoot this firework up in the air that has streamers and everything, and it gave me a green
thing.
Frostfell cap.
Thing. Yay, cap.
The regular green Frostfell cap. Okay. That was exciting and new.
Frostfell cap.
At least it does a little animation. That's cool.
Exciting and new. Open the cracker.
I get it. They're saying. Yeah, I get a random gift. I was just wanting to see if it did an animation.
Ah.
But yeah, I do the animation like I'm shooting fireworks in the air, and there's fireworks that go off in the air with streamers that float down and everything, and I get a cap. I get a present.
Okay, then.
So, that's cool. Mm-hmm. Green Frostville cat.
Cat?
No, hat. Sorry. Cat in a hat.
No, that was a horrible movie. And friggin'... What the hell's his name? When Dr. Seuss is turning in his friggin' grave.
Take it you didn't like The Grinch Stole Christmas with Jim Carrey either.
No, I did not. We watched it. I'm being fair about this. I actually watched it. I'm just seeing Dr. Seuss spin, 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 spin.
What happens if he was cremated?
Whirling dervish, whirling dervish, whirling dervish. Oh, God. I'm sorry. No.
No?
No.
Eric thought it was great.
Well, of course Eric did. He has no taste.
Well, you have to admit, he does make a pretty good-looking Grinch.
Eric?
No, Jim Carrey. He's got the grin down.
Okay. Mr. Grinch.
And Max was great. The dog?
Well, yes, but the thing is, they turned like a dozen-page story into an hour-and-a-half movie and added so much crap in there that didn't belong. And the whole point of the Grinch Stole Christmas was supposed to be the Who's teaching the Grinch that, you know, it's not about the presents and stuff like that. But they turned the Who's into these shopaholics. And the only one that was like, oh, it's not about there, was a little girl.
Little Cindy Lou Who, of course.
Cindy Lou Who.
She was cute. Yeah, well.
I mean, I really think, and you know what, with the Cat in the Hat, it's more than that. It's more...
Now, that was, Cat in the Hat was with...
Mike Myers. It's more than it didn't follow the story. It's more than that. Because the Cat in the Hat was just Mike Myers doing his freaking coffee talk character in a cat suit.
Is that it?
Yes. And I'm sorry, I did not find it amusing. Don't get me wrong, I like Mike Myers. As far as comedians turn actors, I think Mike Myers is actually pretty good. But Cat in the Hat, no.
What did you think of The Love Guru when we finally watched that?
Oh, God.
No. He was better as Austin Powers, I
yes,
think.
Yes, yes. I have absolutely nothing against the Austin Powers movie. Nothing against the Austin Power movies.
Even though he played the fat bastard and he played Goldmember and what are the characters he took on? Of course, he was Dr. Evil and.
But the point I made last week was Jim Carrey, you know, playing all these parts and stuff is still Jim Carrey in every role. Jim Carrey is Jim Carrey in every role he has ever done. Mike Myers at least knows how to change character.
Well, of course, that and makeup. Uh-huh.
Well, yeah, there's that, too. My neck looks like a vagina. But I guess one of the annoying things to people on the set is when Mike Myers is a character actor. When he takes on a persona, he takes it on until they're done shooting. I mean for the day. Not like, okay, lunchtime, all right, I'm Mike Myers again. No! He's fat bastard when he went to lunch. And that was one of the comments, you know, you watched the behind-the-scenes stuff, and they interview people. How was it working with Mike Myers? Holy crap, the guy never loses character. But, you know, in the days where he was shooting Fat Bastard's role, he was Fat Bastard no matter what he was doing. He wouldn't drop it.
That's good, though.
Oh, it's good. It is good for a character actor to stay in role until... until the shooting's done, as far as I'm concerned. Because some people, you know, if you drop it, then you lose the character, and, you know, you might lose some continuity and stuff like that in the mood. But, you know, I guess just the people who were dealing with Mike were like, oh, God, will you please drop it? You know, I suppose being Austin Powers all day long, you know, for a week or whatever, would be pretty cool. But dealing with Fat Bastard for an entire week
was
a little too much for people. But, you know, that's...
not the most pleasant of guys.
Nope. I didn't have any corn! Yeah, but anyway. So I am working on getting the entries up.
Okay.
I am working on it.
Oh, remember I told you I got that reindeer plushie, flying reindeer plushie?
Yes.
It does have a red nose.
It does? Okay, that's the reindeer plushie that...
And his little feet have the little snowy, glowy things underneath.
Okay. Yeah, I saw one in what the hell's her name? I visited someone's guild hall last night. Let's see here. No, she's not. Oh, God damn it, he's not on either.
Sorry.
Avatars of Justice or Vengeance or... God damn it, now I have to look it up. EQ2 player site, look up. Uzrock. Avengers of Virtue. They have one in their guild hall.
But that just goes to show you, don't always judge an item by what it looks like in the wardrobe.
Right, because it was a little different.
Was very different. I noticed that when I was doing the Chrono Mage for the plushies. Mm. A lot of times the plushies looked very, you know, looked more, there was more to it when I got it placed. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So are you ready for Christmas? I mean, we got one more show to do, don't we, before Christmas?
Yeah, we're going to have a show next week. And, yeah, well, you know, we'll see what happens during the week. We'll talk about stuff. But, you know, I'll be singing Christmas carols and Frostfell carols and stuff like that during the show, too. And stuff. You know, we'll see how much stuff we have to talk about, really. We shall see. Yes. Going back to staying in character, I mean, can you imagine living with me if I was a drunken dwarf all the time?
You do it quite a bit already.
Yeah, I do incorporate dwarf a lot on a regular basis, I suppose. But can you imagine me 24/7 as dwarf? Actually, you might enjoy it. Hey, Tops, how's it going? You know, slap you on the ass, you know. Well, but I do that anyway, so.
Oh, that one night you decided to go off on with Cheez-It and Dwarf in bed. That was funny.
That was friggin' hilarious. Just sitting with...
Dwarf, what are you doing in the bed?
Hey, oh, what are the... What? Hey, we need you to knock the hell off. I'm going to sleep over here.
Cheez-It, what are you doing in the bed?
Ah!
Get your tail out of my...
But it's warm.
No! Jethro, get these animal guys out of our bed.
Oh, God, I'm evil. Anyway.
It was funny.
Evil.
Poor Eric, he was beating on the wall going, for God's sakes, I'm a child! Where'd all these people come from?
Too funny, too funny. Working on it, folks.
So, after you do that, and everybody's happy, what are you going to do in-game?
Tuesday? Hell, I'm not sure, really. Probably go to Saya's Hammer or something like that. They're
probably not going to finish that quest out for the tapestry, or, you know?
Maybe. We'll see. I mean, the only quest the goblin over there gave me was to get the, get another tree. And I have no desire to go to Kunark and start hunting down stuff.
Well, I think you get the tapestry instead of the wreath.
I didn't even see that.
Well, if you remember right, you get the tree, and then you do the and then you do the next set of quests, where you get the wreath. Mm. Remember?
Right, but that still requires me to get the tree, which I don't have any interest in. You know what I wish? I wish the tree didn't have the pot. You know what I mean? The base pot to them. I wish they didn't have that.
And so how would the tree stand up?
How do the crafted Neria trees stand up?
Well, when you put them on the floor, their roots grow into the floor. See?
Yeah, wouldn't the Frostfell trees do that too?
Because it's beginning
to... No, because it's a dead tree. I come up with answers. It would be good ones.
I can only sigh.
You can always just nail them to the floor, though.
I'm sighing at you now.
I know. So what have you enjoyed about Frostfell so far?
Honestly, I haven't done a whole lot.
You haven't done the new quest with the old gift-giver elf that ended up being beaten up last year?
I didn't know there was a new one.
Well, yeah, we get to help him.
Again?
Well, yeah, he wants to give out gifts.
Oh, I see.
He wants to be a gift-giver again.
I am on to be a gift-giver.
He's still not quite over being beaten from last year, but...
Because all you need is elves. Dun, 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 dun.
So you should try that. That's new.
All right. Suppose I can try that. Okay, I'm hitting publish.
And then if you do Queen Bunny's quest again, she's the one I got the flying reindeer plushie from.
Oh, yeah?
That's a new item. So that was good.
Okay, so if you go to kithacore.org, you'll see an entry on the front page says, 'Twas the night before. You can click on that. I have updated the entry there, listing the winners and the honorable mentions. And at the to the right of everyone's name has, you know, it has Anna's entry, Lyra's entry, Rowing's entry, blah 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 blah. You go down the list here, you can see everyone's entry. So there you go.
So what have you done for Frostfell except the advanced Icy Keep return and a little bit of crafting?
Not a whole lot, really. I mean, the first couple of days, I went around collecting the presents and stuff. But I gave you all the items that I collected.
Yeah.
Okay,
and that's
fine.
It?
Okay, Lara. It's Lara, not Lyra. Is that better? She says I've been mispronouncing her name. Okay, we're back up here. Apparently, Delmon still has his program up and is set to retake the stream if it's idle for more than 5 seconds.
It's going to keep you on your toes.
What?
They'll keep you on your toes.
Oh, no. What it is we lost connection. So his program saw that no one was logged in, and it logged him in. So as long as we don't drop the stream again, we'll be fine. So anyway, like to, I don't know where I cut off, so I'll just do that again. I'm sorry that we didn't have the Silver Rose this week. apparently interfering in a couple of places, pre-established time slots. I apologize for that. I am moving the Silver Rose to Gorowin to make it more accessible to the more evil people so they can come, enjoy themselves and not have to worry about the guards of Kinos. And as soon as I get it set up and I establish a new time, it might be on Saturdays. I don't think there's a lot going on Saturday. We'll see.
I want to know why you're standing in a pothole.
What? I wasn't standing in a pothole. Jethel's that short. He likes being that short. Just like, you know, going up to human girls and bumping into... Oh, sorry about that.
You get a face full every time.
Oh, yeah. You know it. Okay, well, we're coming up on 9 o'clock here. Do you have any shout-outs this week?
Just to everybody I know. Hi!
Hi, everyone she knows.
Everybody that knows me. Hi!
Dude.
It's Tuesday.
Is it?
Yeah.
Not Friday yet.
No, but at least it's not Monday anymore.
Very true. Very true.
But today at work, everybody's going, it's only Tuesday? Yeah. God. It's going to be one of those weeks.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately. You got the feeling it will. All right, folks. That's it for this week. Next week, be the Jethel Silverwing Frostfell party. We're going to have fun. Little eggnog. Little ale.
Little mistletoe.
Little mistletoe. Maybe some dancing ratongas. We don't know yet. We'll find out. We might even get a visit from an old friend.
Like who?
We might. Like who? Well, you know, I'll tell you next week when you tune in for the Jethel Silver Ring Show. Good night, everyone.
Well, all right, that's it for this week's episode of the Jethel Silver Ring Show. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheesy Nibblebuns!
Online Gaming Radio is a proud member of the ZAM Network. Our producer is D Pockets. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and intelligence brought to us by the Grassy Knoll. Our spiritual advisor is Al Kilholic. Sensitivity seminars by Mandy Feldersnatch. And noted contributions by 3 Badgers, 2 Giant Rats, a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, package of expired Twinkies, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch our show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, at some ungodly hour in the UK. So, for the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, El Quinjena, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.